everybody. So we're here again. This is July 5th, 2014. This is our Saturday program where we go to the Light Ship. So Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship. And what we'll do first is do a clearing for people that maybe have trauma or just some situation going on. Everybody has things happening. So if you do have a situation, let's release it. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And let's now activate the light beam. So bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. Bring in the male energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so we'll see if our wonderful co-host is out there. Are you out there, Kathy?
Yes, hi, Ron. I'm here. Hello, everyone. It's Saturday, July 5th, 2014, and we're going to be going to the Creation Light Ship with Ron Amatron, our escort. And before that, we're going to take some letters that came through the mail and follow up on our discussion from last Saturday, which was June 28th, when we talked about doing healings and clearings in time and out of time or parallel lives. What is the difference and how to do them to cover those conditions and issues that you might be dealing with in the present moment? So that came up towards the end of last Saturday's program. And Ron, you had said you wanted to continue with it this week, today. And also you said you wanted to discuss anyone's reactions to how the spirit clearing you did for us Saturday was working for you. So we've got some responses to that and also some other letters from listeners. Before we get started on those, Ron, I wondered if you could address particular issues that have come up today. People requesting you to clear some sort of unusual physical body pain or discomfort. Could you do that, please, Ron? Over to you.
Okay, so body pain, discomfort, let's do a clearing there. So you want to focus on what you could be dealing with. Maybe you have a sore back, maybe you even have a sunburn. Who knows, you know, from having this weekend here. Hopefully not, but I know vinegar works very well for sunburns. You could try it and just see. I don't know what, from there, what it does. Some people say that, I don't know anyway, but vinegar seems to work for some people if you do have a sunburn, white vinegar. So anyway, here we go. Look at your pain issue. So here we go. Going to release it or whatever situation you're dealing with. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And think of another one if you like. Do two of these here if you have a couple of issues. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. So back to you, Kathy.
Thank you for those physical sample healings, Ron. And since this program is about healing and you'll be escorting us to the Creation Light Ship, it is also probably a good idea, and we can ask the light beings to help us with those particular issues that you addressed just now. Before we continue, and so we can enjoy the program more and become more heart-centered, could you please assist us with clearing a mental body, perhaps some thoughts that are bothering us or something that is in our head that we can't get out, for example. Thanks, Ron. Over to you.
Okay, so that could even be like mind looping, possibly. So here we go. Look at your situation, and we're going to do a release on that. So here we go. One. Boy. Two. A little heavy. Three. Four. Five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. That's a little heavy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Still yawning here. Wow, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. If you're feeling better, so back to you.
Okay, that was a mental body clearing. And when you opened the show, you did a trauma clearing. I wanted to specify if that was also in the mental category or is it an emotional, more or less an emotional healing?
Yeah, I actually could work both ways on that one. So it depends, you know, what condition the people are in. If they're sensing something mentally, but it seems to be emotional, you know, it'll work that way too. So either way, it's kind of all good.
Yeah, it is. It's just that some people like to be able to apply that particular situation, you know, to your on-the-spot healing here. So I wonder, Ron, if you wouldn't mind doing that one again, because I
sure.
think that the person who requested, you know, some relief from some trauma last night due to excessive loud noises would appreciate getting some relief.
Yeah, I can see. What happens sometimes is a lot of the veterans, since they're the ones that normally, you know, can have situations with, like, you know, thinking that it's bombs going off and stuff, can have trouble. So here we go. Or just something going on from post-traumatic stress. So here we go. Releasing the energies. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Hey.
I'm sure, Ron, not only combat veterans will appreciate that, but also those who were subjected to loud fireworks in the middle of the day when they weren't expected.
I'll go back and we'll do one for maybe dogs and cats, maybe
Thank
animals, because they can get freaked out. So just I need you to help with this, everybody. So just think of your better animal that could be having situations. It's over with now, but they still could be a little traumatized. So here we go. Just think of them or release the energies. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Here we go. Hopefully that big help for everybody there.
I'm sure it was. I know my animals were a little traumatized, and they were hiding, and it seemed like they were already expecting to do that. They had already their particular places figured out where they were going to go. and they did finally come out middle of the day today. Okay, well, that was very nice, Ron. So hopefully everyone who needed that received it. And I do want to make one announcement, and that is that those of you who would like to participate further in this program are welcome to join other listeners on the CLS chat room, which we have access through Ron's website, creationlightship.com, and through the BBS radio station 2 and station 1, so we're on station 2 tonight, website, and you can just click on that link and a box will open where you enter your name to sign up, your password, and then you're in. Also, there's announcements on that chat page of all the particular upcoming events and teleconferences that Ron and the Creation Lightship hold for us as far as healing. And you'll see that the dates for the special monthly physical rejuvenation conference calls are there. The next one will begin on Saturday, July 12th. That's going to be 4 hours. It's going to be similar to what we're experiencing tonight with Ron when we go to Creation Lightship. And then it will continue for 8 hours on Sundays, the next three consecutive Sundays, the 13th of July, the 20th of July, and the 27th of July for 8 hours. And if you'd like to be on the Creation Lightship mailing list for email notifications of these monthly physical rejuvenation intensives, you can sign up on creationlightship.com, and you'll be getting reminders, just a few. And also you can have access to the calendar of all the other events and the weekly teleconferences that Ron holds, too. Okay, so, Ron, back to last Saturday, June 28th. We had discussed, like I said, the spirit clearings and also the in-time and out-of-time clearings. And so I thought I would just start right now getting to some of the letters regarding Saturday's program, and then I'll take the more recent ones. Okay, so the first one is a letter from one of the listeners who wrote last Saturday, who asked you about alien attacks while he was asleep. Okay, and for him, we talked about doing the finger exercise to bring him back to the present moment, because he had some bad dreams where he saw some things that he didn't, and he also purged. He thinks he purged some alien critters, and that was real. So, I mean, that happened in the dream. So anyway, we did the exercise for him, and you said it would help with those alien attacks. And also, you helped us align our bodies, our spirit into our bodies correctly. You did that for all of us, and we did it for him. Okay, so he's reporting back. He says, I did the finger exercise before I went to sleep, and last night I was on a timeline where I saw my deceased grandmother, and her eyes looked very bright and strange. I told her, drop her thoughts into her heart. And then I said, stronger and stronger. And that's when things started getting weird, and then aliens told me something about being fired, and I snapped my fingers and said no. Next, I was in my bed and was being forcefully pushed from my right side of my body. I couldn't speak, and I was not able to have enough strength to move, and I was very upset. I then shook myself out of it and woke up. Then I quartered its energies to the sun to be terminated, and I did timeline crashes. I also had the light beams up on my computer doing a space clearing for on-planet alien life forms while I was sleeping. So he was wondering if it was working, if he did the right thing, and what is actually happening. These aliens are still in his dreams.
Boy, that's a rough one.
Yeah.
Boy, that's really a rough one. Let's see here. I'll see what I can pick up during the show here if I get anything. Rats.
Okay. When he saw his deceased grandmother, was that really her?
It's a fabrication of her. They're bringing forth the memories of the past, you know, to do that. So.
Okay, so were they trying to attack him through her?
Yeah. Normally they'll try to have your heart opened up, in a sense, and then from there you're connected, that heart connection. Heart connection may not even be real, you know, but it's a way they can enter into your energy system. That's what I would say, more than likely, is what is what's going on. That happens to a lot of people. That's how they get you, is the heart connection.
Yeah, so that's a clue right there. I think they're trying to get him through the heart connection, and he does say that her eyes looked very bright and strange. He has pretty good recall of his dreams. So that definitely was not her, and her eyes looked bright and strange, but he still told her to drop her thoughts into her heart. So he's pretty good about doing that, I'd say. It's a habit.
Yes.
Great. Okay, well.
Probably shocked. Probably got shocked on that one.
Got shocked?
Yeah, they probably didn't expect that, you know?
Yeah, it sounds like to me like they didn't like that, and then they attacked him back by saying that he was going to be fired.
Fired would be good, maybe, if they leave him alone.
Yeah, maybe they're just trying to like bother him through his fears.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm kind of looking at this because I think all of us would get these sort of convoluted dreams with the mixed things going on. They don't make any sense. And if we look at it sort of like in terms of emotions and also our things that were really dear to us, we can see what maybe we need to clear out of ourselves, because that's what they're using to as ammunition against us.
Yes, uh-huh.
Well, it kind of relates to another letter we got from someone who listened to the archive that we did for the Mother's Day program. She listened to it several times because she was trying to. She's very motherly. She has that compassion gene and a mother spirit, and she's afraid that because she feels like it was some kind of an implant, and then she has dreams of being, you know, she wants to like help the helpless, help the animals, help the children. And she's afraid that she might miss ascension, even though she's done spirit barcode removal. But she's afraid she might miss ascension because they're going to take her sideways to go help somebody. So she's trying to find that. That's her weak point, she thinks. She's trying to clear that out of her. And she wonders if that's ever, in your opinion, ever going to happen, since it was so deeply ingrained in her. Is she on the right track doing implant removals for that?
Well, definitely, yes. Removals are really good to get rid of. They can take you sideways.
So she wants to know if is that an implant, the actual mother instinct?
Yes, it is.
It's an implant.
Mm-hmm. Could be. Uh-huh.
Okay. Wow. Yeah, I think that would be a really hard one to get rid of when you're, especially when you are a mother or a father. You know, it's kind of hard to get rid of that one.
Yep, very hard, but. And it could be maybe even a off-planet implant, so I can get a little different. Do an implant clearing like on the alien attack page, but like off-planet on there beside it or something. That could be where they're taking you and doing this stuff to you off-planet. And it may give you a lot of relief. Idea for everybody.
Oh, that's good. That will be similar to what we're going to be discussing, as to, you know, maybe some people who are doing the clearings over and over and over, and they really aren't working the way they think they should. Maybe it's because they're being taken, the clearings, there's something happening to them out of time, and they're not actually tapping into that particular out of time, you know, occurrence, and maybe they should.
Because it's hard to know what they're doing to you out of time. See, we're all assuming that because we're in the physical here that everything is in time, and you know, it is a possibility where they could be taking you out of time. It just gets to be really complicated with that. It's just so much there, really can't put your finger on it. That's why that Eliminating Alien Attack page is up, all that stuff on there. And at first it looks like it's overwhelming, but from there it can be a great help. And you could even go in there and maybe change it slightly to doing that. But what I will say is when you do a clearing and you type in something, you want to make it very simple. You don't want to put in, 20 things because you're looking at having whatever you're dealing with right now, because that's what you're, while you're doing it, you are having a situation of something. So you're doing it in the now. Don't bring in other things that's outside of the now unless you want to put up a separate page for it. So if you're doing the clearing and all of a sudden you go, this happened to me 20 years ago, well don't add on what you have there, and 20 years ago. Do a separate clearing for the 20 years ago. So each time you want to keep it, as simple as possible. Specify, how you want to work a particular clearing with what you're putting in there in the now. Hopefully that is helping some people. I find at times people will tend to want to get in and out of the website as quick as possible and save time, and it doesn't necessarily work that way. We put a lot of stuff in on a clearing. That's kind of what I'm saying, because you didn't find out where you are right now, and then where you are right now is what they're going to be working with. That's how you want to work the website. I like what's bugging you, Well, back to you, Kathy.
Okay. Well, on that Eliminating Alien Attack clearing, you have the option to clear for whatever clearing we wanted to do of the 10 options. We can click on spirit or body, and spirit and body. And then we can click on current time or parallel time, which is what you're talking about as out of time. So would you recommend then, if we wanted to do these clearings out of time, because I don't think I've ever done them. I've always just stayed in the present. But in this listener's case, and for other people who've called you saying that they're doing a lot of healings and clearings and they're still getting these alien invasions that are pretty vivid in their dreams and in their vision, perhaps this could really be a clue, a really great thing to help them, just to take that same one clearing and do everything they're doing out of time.
Yes, that might be. Okay, we'll do it right now. So let's look. Everybody have something wrong with them in a sense, maybe an owie or something. Look at it right now. Whatever you're dealing with, hurt your foot or did something. But anyway, let's. Here we go. So look at your situation, and we're gonna do a clearing that would be in time, where you're living. Remember, they're putting you on timelines that are time, dropping them into your space here. So here we go. I'll give you one situation. Release that. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. going out of time. This is more on the alien agenda here. It's invisible and you can't see it. So here we go, releasing the same energy. One, two, three, four, five, six, I'm yawning, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, Kathy, I'll turn it back over to you.
Oh, okay. Wow. Well, I think we're on to something here for all of us, actually, but there's some people who are especially sensitive to these alien attacks, visuals, invasions, and dreams. And so I think it's a theme that's been running the last few weeks in your radio programs, Ron, you know, especially with the whole series on healers and healing that you, Ann, and Cindy have been doing. And on the Healing Highway, the questions that came up there. And I just remember something you recommended that I think might be good to remind everyone of, and that is to have that spirit integration healing running while you're doing these clearings. You have mentioned you might want to run that full time.
You could even put up a separate window. That might be a great way to do it. Just have a window running for that, and you may have a little better results. Some people forget to do that clearing, so just do it along with the other one at the same exact time. And remember, you're doing spirit integration, so it's always going to feel great to have that done for you.
Right. So that's the one that's on the alien attack page, too. It's also on some of the free clearings. You can simply just run that for 600 minutes, 480 minutes, concurrently in a separate window is what you're saying. So I wonder if this listener is doing that. But, you know, I realize that so many, you only have so many computers and so many windows you can have open, but I think that would be an important one to run during the evening, during overnight, if you're having these sorts of...
I'm thinking maybe even if you're possibly under it at night, maybe just having that clearing up might keep your spirit more with you. I don't know. It'd be interesting to see. We can have people try it out and let us know how that works to have that spirit integration or spirit infusion. Just use different names for the same thing. You might want to just see if that tends to help you out.
I have mine running all the time. And it's kind of funny, but I'm so used to feeling it that when my computer shuts off for some reason, somehow I know. I can feel it disconnect, and I'm not even in the house. So it's something that's part of my, you know, it's part of my vitality now to have that running. And I have good results with it doing that for all the other clearings I have running at the same time. So I think that would be a, you know, just a point to note for those of us who have invasions, attacks, you know, and, you know, having so many problems with aliens. And I would certainly hate to go to bed knowing I'd have dreams like this. But this person reports this dream was on Monday, and so he's only done the finger exercise two or three nights before this dream came back. So maybe he needs to do it a little more often, Ron, and also have that spirit integration healing up so he can find some relief, and others can too.
That might be a good idea. Do we have anybody who, maybe somebody wants to call in possibly, go to the light ship in about 5 minutes, maybe about a quarter till, but maybe somebody may want to call in. I don't know if we have time or not, but just to see, oh, what's what, you know?
Somebody on the chat room is saying that she does, or he or she does, the spirit integration 24/7. Someone's asking, don't the aliens take the spirit out and put module boards in the person? Do you know anything about that, Ron?
The module boards, if they could, you know, at times give you a false spirit, that could be a possibility. I don't know about boards or anything, but you know, they do a lot of stuff. Remember, we're living in the mind matrix, so that's why you want to be in the moment all the time. That's the best way to me to indicate that, is just to be in the moment.
Yeah, in the moment. Okay, so Ron just announced that callers are welcome. It's 36 after the hour, so don't wait too long, because we're going to go to the Creation Lightship before the show ends. So if you want to call in now, please, and you need the number, please go to the CLS chat board and or the BBS Radio Station 2 website for the number. Okay, so the next letter, while we wait for a call if they come, is about the spirit integration. And this person also had a letter to you that you helped her with last Saturday, June 28th. She says, Ron, I'm just giving you an update on my spirit. I still feel it being taken. Her spirit had been going in and out quite a lot. She says, there are many flat-bottom ship clouds lately in her area. She's been running timeline crashes for panic because her spirit was being taken. She could feel it go. She says she feels less panic, and she also says, I now increase my life force energy many times a day. As soon as it is back, though, it still leaves. She says she's run the Alien to Light infusion on herself also. This is a person who's pretty dedicated with her clearings. Long-time listener. Okay, so she's got the Eliminating Alien Attack page, and wrote in the custom box in option one that her spirit was being taken from an unknown alien race. So is she okay with the unknown part?
The unknown feels fine to me. That's good.
Okay. You have any suggestions for her? She says that the drop-down box is for the body, not the spirit. So in that alien race part, unknown alien race, I think it's for both body and spirit. But, oh, wait a minute. Yeah. Anyway, I don't have that page in front of me, but I always click both body and spirit. And also, can you give her any idea as to where this alien race is attacking from? Would it be inner Earth, outer Earth, spaceships? She mentioned the flat-bottom clouds. Would it be from outside the clouds, from the sky?
Yeah, I'm seeing
she's really trying to target it.
Let me see here. It's more outside. It's more from the beyond-o.
Okay, that's very helpful to know. Okay, so could be from an ship, or the artificial intelligence of some sort.
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, so anyway, that's from her, and I know she's listening right now, and so I hope this is helpful. She says, thanks so much. It was helpful last week, too, but this seems to be since the ship clouds came in. Somebody else wrote in about their weather and their situation, that lately the weather where they are at is more normal for the season, that they're really happy to report that if the energy feels good where they are, and also that for the first time in about maybe a year, they haven't been heavily chemtrailed in about a week. And so the warm weather feels more natural and normal. and they feel very like this earth spirit is with us, that the earth spirit is going strong. Have you anything to add to that, Ron? Over to you.
Interesting. That's very good. I don't know about the earth spirit, how strong it's coming in. I know that it does come in. I'll have to do some checking on that. I'll see what I can pull out of the hat maybe for one of the next shows here. We can bring in maybe even more of the earth spirit energy for people. How we do it now? Here we go, everybody. When experience more of the earth spirit energy, here it comes. So, one, this is the female energy this time. Two, oh boy, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Oh boy, one, two, three, four, five, getting heavy, six, seven, eight, boy, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, how are you doing, Kathy?
One, yeah, I'm feeling this too hot.
Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, we'll see what that does. Back to you, Kathy.
Feel hot, peaceful, calm all at the same time. Also, my heart's beating fast, which is strange. Okay, so it's 43 after the hour, Ron, and do we have time for a quick letter from last week's topic before we go to the Creation Light Ship?
Let's do that. That'd be great. Sure.
Okay. Then this is, again, about getting our spirits aligned in our body and also about being in the now. Okay, so this person went to the grocery store, and there was a she says it's an old rock song in the radio that she really liked. Well, then when she went out to start her car after the store, it had died. And so she was thinking that she had to have, you know, get that car started because she has groceries in there and get home. So she remembered what you said, if things are not doing good or right, check what timeline you're on. So she checked her timeline and decided to do the finger exercise and command her spirit to be here in the now and bring her finger forward to the center of her face and nose. And so she did that. Then she checked her car again, turned it on, and it started. And she said, that was great. She was like, hooray. Well, and then she comments that she believes the song from the past took her sideways.
Why?
And that's why her car wouldn't start. So she brought herself back into the now timeline where her car was working.
Boy, that's probably correct.
Pretty good observation, yeah. It could be a coincidence that the car just didn't start, you know, or started, but somehow when you go into those old songs or, you know, it's, again, being lured away from your present moment. They can lure you. It's like a trick. And so that happens to us all the time. We always get sidetracked and our attention gets diverted, and then things can go awry from there. So she's offering a really good role model for how to get yourself back in the here and now in a panicky situation. Just take your finger and command your spirit to be in the now timeline. and use your finger to bring it to the center of your face, and that will put you in the present. So, very good. Thanks so much, listeners, for sharing these experiences related to last week's program and the follow-up. It's really, really terrific. Really appreciate it. Okay, so Ron, it's 46 after. Maybe we should, maybe we're ready to go to the Creation Lightship. Want to give us a little instructions?
Oh, so this only works live on the program. And if you happen to be listening to an archive, you just feel the peace energy. And you can bring up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. Here we go. So we're going up, and just think of one particular situation that you would like to maybe have healing with. So here we go, going up, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And now we're there. And it looks like the pain release room is one that some people want to go into, so we'll go there first. So pain release. And bring some energy down here for everybody. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Next room will be the, let's go to the dolphin room. Again, request healing. So here we go, dolphin energies. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. And we'll go into the rainforest room. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And let's do another room here. Let's go into the room that has the butterflies. Oh, here we go. Butterfly room. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. A lot of people like the koala bear, so we'll go in there. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. We'll go into the crystal room. So again, I use the word stronger to increase the energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And another room here. I will go into the room that has the wonderful detox with the purple gel. Oh, here we go. You're going to feel purple energy around you. Might even feel like a little sticky. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And let's go into the rainbow waterfall room to get the sticky stuff off of us. So here we go. Oh, energy is coming. Stronger, 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 and stronger.
Ron, yes. Can we have a birthday party for the July birthdays?
Oh, yeah, great, yeah, okay. So if any of you were born in this month here of July, we'll go to the food court. We're going to have a birthday party, and the light beings will be there singing happy birthday to us. And the first thing, we can go and select our particular type of cake or ice cream or whatever you want to have. And so you're at free choice to decide what you want to eat. It's the small little portions. So here we go. I always look for the German chocolate cake with the ice cream and the drizzle and hot fudge, you know, and some nuts on it and whipped cream and some cherries, whatever else they can muster up there. So, and it's really small, so after you have a couple samples of that, your seconds, you feel pretty stuffed, you know. But anyway, just decide what you guys want to have, and it's coming to you now. And we'll have that, and the light beings will be singing happy birthday to us. So we're all enjoying this wonderful experience here. You will feel fuller, like you had a full-course meal. Feel yourself getting energized, too. you don't want to eat and you want to go to the golden, the room with the golden plates that you put your hands on, we can do that too. So we're going into that room, put your hands on some golden plates, and it samples your energies of your body, of what you're missing. And from there, we'll go into the next adjacent room and put our hand on some other plates here, and here we go. I'll count to five as you get energized. So one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, so happy birthday, everybody, who is having a birthday this month here. And we'll go into one final room here. Let's go into the room that has the ducks. Ducks are coming. Here they are. So one, two, three, four, and five. And now we'll come back from the light ship. We're bringing our animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants with us, coming back down. So one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, so back to you, Kathy.
Okay, we're back. That felt really great and a lot of fun to go to the food court for a birthday party with all the light beings. So thank you, Ron, for escorting us and for that very healing trip, because, of course, we're there out of time. And they do a lot more for us, and we go a lot more places than Ron can describe over the phone in a few minutes. So I feel very centered and peaceful whenever we go, and you can probably hear it in my voice right now. Okay, Ron, so it's 52 after, and I'd like to get to a few more email questions that came in before we conclude.
Okay.
All right, here's a question about the deceased loved one clearing, about the emotional body. And the question is that if a person has been reincarnated over 1,000 times, does that mean there are 1,000 emotional bodies from that one person?
Yes,
if so, does your deceased loved one emotional body clearing, when it's run, take all of the emotional bodies, or just the most recent that we know?
That's a very good question. Yeah, just the most recent that the person has incarnated with, you know, the body's attached to that incarnation, the emotional body. So, yeah, just be the one only, yes.
Yeah, that is a good question. So those emotional bodies are really out there anyway, somewhere else.
Yep, they are.
It's just the one person we know.
Yep.
Or the one animal. Okay. Thank you for that question, listener. And next question. Ron, do you have a clearing for the black goo?
I'm thinking maybe of putting one of those up, so I'll have to see how that would work. So I'm looking at that one.
In the meantime, what will protect us from it? Being heart-centered all the time?
As much as possible, yeah. So it's hard to have everything protected in us, but yeah, it could that could help out, yes. Being heart-centered is your best defense toward any of this stuff that's going on around us.
Okay. That's great. Thank you so much for those, Ron. And so I was wondering if you had any more insight into our listener's question who had the dreams, before we conclude.
Not yet. It's a rough one to see what's going on there. I see pretty well veiled. As of this moment, I'd say no. But I'm trying to figure it out before too. And maybe we'll get it next time. We'll see.
Right. Okay, and also I did want to suggest that you, on your website, in addition to the healings, you do offer the light being activation pictures. And they do tend to bring in quite a nice feeling into the area that they're displayed. And I just wanted to suggest that if I'm sure this person is doing everything they possibly can. I know it's a long-time listener. But for this person, and, you know, and in case there's someone new or listening, it's really great to have the light being images that are activated, projected out. And also to put them in your, you know, wherever you sleep. Okay. So anyway, so Ron, was there anything else you wanted to add about out-of-time transmissions from parallel lives?
Boy.
On that subject, how to apply them to the healings?
But all you could do if you wanted to do that is just to put it maybe after your name. If it's not listed there, do so. So you could possibly put it in that way. Change the clearing that you're doing in time to out of time. Maybe the people out there who are doing this, maybe they could let us know the difference one to the other, if they had better results or more results or something. It will be like a brand new clearing, so they feel a large energy surge disconnected from these things. So that's what I would kind of look at, is how is it making you feel better, worthwhile doing? Well, that's the question. So you all have homework now. Just put in, you know, like we said, maybe out of time, which would be like the invisible, where they're taking you. That's why we have the space with the timeline crash, because you don't always know what you don't know. So don't know where you are when you're not, you know, when you're out of time. In time, you know that you're here. Out of time, you know, it's hard to say. Back to you.
Well, for example, someone who was listening to yesterday's show, which was American Independence Day, July 4th, wrote that they wrote the words to the Pledge of Allegiance in the alien keyword intercept clearing that you have, which is one of your free sample clearings on creationlightship.com. And I wonder if that person was to write their name and then comma out of time and do that same clearing, how that person would feel, or any of us, if we wanted to try that on what we're using for the alien keyword intercept, since those words have been around since, you know, for a long time. And we might have been around in that in a past life or at that time and out of time. So that's just kind of a suggestion to go along with the homework Ron's giving us, kind of a sample of how to do it.
I think that'd be a great thing to do. So maybe we'll get some people with some homework out there. And this will be a test for everybody, so be prepared. So.
Okay, so that's great. It's 59 after the hour, Ron, so I don't want to get into too much more detail except maybe to remind everyone that our next program is on BBS Radio Station 1 on Monday. It's the Healing Highway. And please continue to send your questions, thoughts, and responses to the healings to Ron's usual email address for this program, which is creationlightship.com. And on Monday, the program begins at 4 p.m. Pacific time. So thank you so much for all the healings tonight, Ron, especially the reset of the Earth Spirit. That was really, really special and powerful. So I want to say goodnight, and back over to you, Ron.
I want to say goodnight to everybody. So blessings, and have a wonderful evening. Next BBS program is on Monday, 4 o'clock Pacific. See you later, everyone. Blessings.